The Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by Nissan and your Nissan dealer.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Burger King has served up a... The news story is rather whimsical. Burger King, it says, has served up a plain apology to a woman who said she was ordered by a franchise employee to stop breastfeeding her baby in the fast food restaurant's dining room area. Now, my understanding is breastfeeding in public is legal. Dr. Jim Sadler joins us to talk about the phenomenon of breastfeeding in public, and really, not just so much whether there's a moral problem with it, but you say there are practical medical problems involved with breastfeeding, period, that may affect public breastfeeding, correct?
That is correct. So, first of all, thank you for having me on your program.
What are the statistics you were talking to us about?
The really rather appalling statistics that we see in our office is the incidence of infants dying while being breastfed are shocking. This is an avoidable problem, yet modern morality does play into children who are suffocating, children who may be asphyxiating on clothing.
What is that because the woman is required when she's breastfeeding a baby in public to keep as much of the breast covered as possible?
Most women, when breastfeeding in public, are required, as you say, Phil, to keep the breast covered. That means that there is a lot of clothing. There are blankets that the infant is resting in. There is a jumper that the mother's wearing. But with all of that clothing that the mother is trying to get through, if you will, the child could be in jeopardy. The blanket may be impeding the infant's ability to breastfeed. The child may not be making contact with the mother in order to breastfeed, or is having a hard time breathing. Because our society requires women who breastfeed in public to cover as much of the breast as possible, the end result is the child can, as I say, suffocate. The woman may not be aware that the infant is not feeding. The infant may ingest a piece of cloth or fabric that impedes the breathing. We've had instances where an infant succumbs to suffocation and the mother is not aware until it's too late. It's outrageous. And to debate whether a woman should be allowed to breastfeed in public is not the question. Of course, she should. What we have to ask ourselves is, are we even too modest when it comes to that?
Well, your solution has been, or you've talked to other doctors, to expose her breast fully, even if it's in public?
That is correct, yes.
So that the woman is, when we say fully exposed, I mean, there's a baby there, but the breast is completely out of her underclothing?
That is correct. The way she's able to see the infant, that way she's also, the infant is not impeded by the things we were talking about. The resistance that we're getting from this is primarily... It's interesting, it's primarily from women who don't want to see the full breast exposed while a woman is breastfeeding. And
are these people also religiously motivated?
Yes, there's religious motivation. Other women who, surprisingly, and I think rather childishly, there are women who don't have perhaps large breasts or who feel insecure when a woman who does shows her large breast and is breastfeeding, especially if a small-breasted woman is with her husband. So these small-breasted women have been giving us problems. There's a certain contingent of women who have had breast enhancement, which I find very fascinating. And the look of a large, natural breast, fully exposed and feeding an infant, one of nature's truly beautiful sights, makes them feel embarrassed and inadequate, and that they go out and buy a pair of breasts. And as just as an aside, I have been married to women who have had, fortunately for me, I suppose, so large breasts. And I wouldn't go near a woman with silicone in her breasts. And I think that a lot of those women sort of intuit that. They understand it. But the biggest opponent is the breastfeeding mother herself. It seems she would rather her child be in this kind of jeopardy then expose her breast fully, and even so far as taking a blouse off if she has to, in order to facilitate the feeding of the infant.
All right, Mark Newman is my engineer, and he's an expectant father, and so he's listening to this with interest, Dr. Sandler. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. So when women are breastfeeding in public, they need to expose their breast fully, and the real opponents are the breastfeeding mothers themselves.
That is correct, yeah. They're modest. They may be suffering from this, some of the problems that I was telling you, that they're small-breasted. They may be suffering from some you know, problem like that. But keep in mind that if she doesn't want to expose the breast fully, the child could suffocate. And now we're faced with the possibility that a woman would rather her child die than she, you know, show it, or not show it, but, you know, get it, pull it out and show, you know, I'm speaking in terms of showing it.
Oh, do you mean take her breast out and feed the child?
That is correct, right.
All right, now, I know you have had an unorthodox approach to this with some of your patients, correct?
Yes, in my practice, I do.
Can you tell us about that? And I'll give our phone number, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Breastfeeding, as it currently happens in public, the woman could kill the kid with all of that coverage. So she has to pull her breast completely. I mean, she has to expose her breast completely so that the child doesn't strangle on all of that clothing that she's...
Well, you look at women breastfeeding today, and I want to walk up to them and say, what are you doing? You know, she's pulled her blouse down. She's got a big blanket over her. If the blouse is open or off and the breast is fully exposed, there's no chance that your baby will die. And I have said to women, we have infant mortality rates that are going through the roof. We have an infant mortality ratio, male to female, that is currently at unprecedented heights. And yet breastfeeding mothers would rather their child asphyxiate in a ghoulish and horrifically slow death than just pull the boob. I'm sorry.
I know you're nervous. Then breastfeed the child with a fully exposed breast.
Right.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Do you think that there would be resistance from store owners, from, you know, when we're talking about this Burger King suit?
Well, I don't care what Burger King thinks or anyone else. If my wife needs to feed my child, I want her to pull out her whole breast. I was going to say boob, but I mean breast. And feed the kid. Jesus, H.
All right, doctor, hold on. I know that you have been angered by a lot of arguments you've had with city councils and commissions.
It's been a very frustrating period of about 8 months, Phil. It really has.
All right. In your practice, what do you tell expectant mothers?
You've got two. I love to compliment the one. You've got two beautiful breasts. You should let the world see them for the beauty and for the life-giving that they provide. And you make the woman feel better. And also, if she's self-conscious, you know, you can comment, you know, on her breasts.
Yeah, but at what point does that become sexual harassment?
Well, I'm a doctor at no point. My interest is for the health of my patient. What do you mean sexual harassment? I'm not clear.
When you comment on how lovely a woman's breasts are...
She's a patient of mine, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, but at what point does that become a sexual harassment?
I'm a doctor, sir, and
Dr. Sadler, understand, I'm not accusing you of anything, sir. I'm trying to understand.
I get it.
Okay, so at what point did...
I'm a doctor. My interest is for the health of my patients. To get over this possibly murderous modesty, remember, you can kill your child. I use behavioral modification. Women are not examined in my office wearing a gown. We prefer to examine them nude. They're asked to remove their blouses and their brassieres as they come into the examining area. Why on earth would a mother take a chance with her baby? I don't know.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Modern breastfeeding in public where the child is covered with a blanket and the woman is barely showing her breast, according to this doctor, can kill the baby. The baby could suffocate. The kid could strangle on some fabric. It's safer to have the full breast exposed. Jennifer, go ahead. You're on with Dr. Jim Sadler on the Phil Henry Show.
Excuse me, but I have never heard of anything so ridiculous in my lifetime as someone suffocating their baby through breastfeeding.
Oh, okay. Well, the infant mortality, as it pertains to breastfeeding, you should see the statistics.
Yeah, I would like to see the statistics.
Yeah, well, then why don't you look them up rather than call me?
No, because I was a breastfeeding mother, and there was no way that I would
you got all the answers.
You got all the answers. There's no way that a child would suffocate. You would know that.
You got all the answers, huh?
Well,
I know the statistics.
Were you a breastfeeding mother?
Well, are you a doctor?
Actually, I am.
No, you're not.
Okay.
No,
and
you're
how
not.
Do you know that I'm not?
Because you don't speak like a doctor, and if you were, you'd be aware of the statistics.
No, actually,
so,
I think you need to ask breastfeeding mothers.
No, you're not a doctor. You're just another idiot that brought a kid.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Hold on for a minute,
I'm not
Jennifer.
I'm an idiot, and I am a doctor.
Yeah, hold on.
I was a breastfeeding mother.
All right, hold on, Jennifer. Hold on.
You grow breasts
hold on.
Feed your child.
Hold on, doctor.
Yeah.
Don't call anybody an idiot, all right?
Well, she's calling me a liar. What kind of doctor are you?
I'm a PhD.
I'm talking about a medical doctor, you dumb bitch.
Come on!
Excuse me?
Get him under control, will you? 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Dr. Jim Sadler on breastfeeding babies in public. It's possible it could be dangerous because you got so much clothing, so much coverage, so much everything on the child that the child could suffocate, the child could possibly die. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, The Whore. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Dr. Jim Sadler is on the line with us. And for the most part, Dr. Sadler, you are against breastfeeding in public. Burger King has apologized for throwing a woman out of their restaurant for breastfeeding in their dining room. But you absolutely endorsed them doing that, didn't you?
I did, Phil. I was one of the few doctors who did.
The lady's name was Kate Gary. She said she was made to feel like a criminal for breastfeeding her baby girl Monday and asked the burger chain for an apology. Should they?
Absolutely not. Burger King did issue a generic apology, something about an inconvenience, which I thought was bland enough. I didn't want them to go any further. I didn't want them to say we are sorry to this woman. I think Burger King has taken a stand that needs to be taken. While I am an advocate of some kinds of breastfeeding in certain situations, I think a lot of women that breastfeed in public are very much exhibitionists.
Now, this goes against some 30, at least 30 years of thinking, doesn't it?
No, thinking where? Are you talking?
Well, the medical establishment.
Well, the medical establishment and Jim Sadler had been at the opposite ends of the food trough, if you will, for a long time. I'm a little unorthodox. Why do you want to sit in public? You don't urinate in public. Why do you breastfeed?
One is giving food to your child if the child is hungry, right?
Phil, resist the temptation to feel as if you've heard so many debates on this that you've got an opinion set in stone. What I'm saying to you is you urinate in public. That's the releasing of a bodily fluid. So is breastfeeding. You do that in private, away from people that want to keep their food down. And you do. And breastfeeding in public makes everyone else around you feel uncomfortable. So I would say that individuals who breastfeed in public are exhibitionists.
Meaning they want to show off their breasts.
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah.
Well, okay. The other point I wanted to make with you, Doctor, is that you have said publicly that the breastfeeding of an infant in public is one of the stupidest things that you've ever seen. I want you to explain that comment in a moment here. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Dr. Jim Sadler is with us. You call breastfeeding in public stupid. Why?
I don't think I need to explain that.
For the purposes of us, why?
Ever since the development of infant formula, you don't need to breastfeed, let alone breastfeed in public. It's unbelievable that people don't get it.
When you say formula...
Milk in a bottle, for God's sake. You put a nipple on the end of the bottle, you put that into the infant's mouth, and you breast... it's got milk. But these women, they got this...
Well, isn't there an argument about it? I understand there's milk,
Have you ever heard of formula baby bottle?
Yes, I've heard of formula and baby bottle. What I'm saying is this: the belief is that mother's milk is better for the baby.
Oh, bull crap! I mean, and forgive my language. Mother's milk is better for the baby. That's like saying, excuse me, Phil. That's like saying that distilled water is better for you than regular water. Well, I suppose, but it's still water. The other thing is breastfeeding makes your baby, and I don't know how to say this, but they look a little stupid. I think we've evolved from this archaic practice of feeding a child, but to have your child begin life looking like an idiot, laying there with a bald head, his face shoved in your breast, and you looking like the Madonna, and meanwhile a kid, you know, you get a picture of that someday for a man. Let's say you're a Vietnam prisoner of war, and you're trying to remain tough for your captors. They're going to take you in, they're going to torture you. They're going to ask you information about units and where your positions, where your army strength is. If they get a hold of a picture of you as an infant with the bald head laying there breastfeeding, they're going to laugh at you. They won't think you very hard.
Are you telling me that a guy who's about to be tortured by the Iraqis or something, or the Vietnamese, better not have a picture on him of him breastfeeding?
Or if they got a hold of one. Women who breastfeed...
What are you trying to say to me?
Now listen, Phil, women who breastfeed in public are screaming, look at me, I have a baby. Yes, we can see you've got a baby without your breast hanging out, is what I'm trying to say. Without the boob fully hanging out, we understand that you've got a baby. Most women, I like to make the joke, Phil, that most women go out into public with a boob hanging out anyway, and that's the one they married. And I like to make that joke. Because the one they married is the boob that's hanging out.
Yeah, I understand.
Right. So when they do that, I feel that's the only boob they need to have hanging out, unless they got two stupid husbands.
Both their boobs are hanging out, I understand.
Or they're hanging out with their boobs, which is another fun way of putting it. And you've never heard a woman...
Could we get back to the breastfeeding?
To the what, I'm sorry?
The breastfeeding...
Oh, yeah. Baby bottles have milk in them. You warm them up, you stick a nipple on it, shove it in the kid's face, and you never have to go out in the public again trying to impress the world with your breasts.
Do I hear you in a pool hall?
I'm sorry?
Are you in a pool hall?
Yeah, I'm playing some stick. Why?
So, do you have a clinic?
Yeah, I've got the women's natal clinic.
Why aren't you there?
I don't really have any customers. I mean, there's nobody there right now. So I go down the street, I shoot some stick, and so I was just playing a game of 8-ball here with this black fella when you called up.
All right.
But remember, Phil, when a woman has a baby, basically she loses her identity. That's why she likes to have a breast out in public, to find her identity.
All right, Doctor, I appreciate very much your call. Good luck in your game of...
We're playing cutthroat right now. There's two black guys I'm playing against. And
that's nice to know you're playing two black guys.
Well, no, but you can play cutthroat with three guys.
I understand you can play cutthroat with three guys.
So we're going to... I'm going to see if I can take these two black guys for their money. So you want to rack them? Go ahead and rack them up. No, you can shoot. Yeah. Age before beauty. So is that it?
Yeah, that's it, man. Thanks.
All right.
Some freaking guy out there shooting stick and talking about... She goes out into public with two boobs hanging out. That's if she's married to two guys. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. On the peripheral edge of reality. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, Dr. Sadler is with us. Jim Sadler is a pediatrician doctor?
I'm at present time, Phil, working in a women's natal clinic. We are dealing with women who are in the very first cycle. And we are talking very stringently in public about breastfeeding and how it's in public.
What about breastfeeding in private?
Breastfeeding in private, I suppose if you want to waste your time, sure. But again, remember this and remember this very, very clearly. Women that breastfeed their children, there's no reason for it. So I've got to ask myself, why are they doing it? And I think it's because they want to be an earth mother. They want to look like... they want to have the picture on the box of a whole grain cereal or something. You know,
what is this? Like the 60s?
Yeah, there's a lot of these 60s things.
All right, well, hold on, Doc. I want to get to some other calls. 1-800-449-8686. You also said if you're going to breastfeed in public, pull the entire breast out because the kid may suffocate.
Well, that's absolutely right.
All right, let me go over here to... Yellum, hello, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, ma'am, fine.
I listen to your show a lot. I'm
calling
from Toronto.
Yes, ma'am.
And I can't believe he's a doctor, first of all. He's a sex pig, you know?
A sex
and
pig?
You mean a
sexist pig, ma'am?
You are, because first of all, you should be encouraging women to breastfeed. And where are you getting your degree?
What do you mean? I shouldn't be encouraging them or discouraging?
You should be encouraging breastfeeding.
Women
should not be ashamed of breastfeeding.
First of all, Yellum, you're talking to a doctor.
I don't think you're a doctor. You probably say that you
magazine.
Are a doctor. I don't think you are.
Well, I don't think you're a woman. What do you think of that?
Like, I'm not a doctor, but at least I know the basics.
Are you just because you saw on the Jenny Jones show some quack telling you that you should breastfeed doesn't mean it's necessarily so.
That's nothing, Jenny. I'm originally from Africa, and it's such a natural thing.
Well, that's another reason why you probably...
North America is just ashamed to breastfeed.
Hold on. Yellum, first of all, you come from a part of the world that is appallingly behind in science and in health.
Oh, yeah, you think that's what you think.
That's why you're here. That's why you're here. You came here to get decent medical care.
No, that's not what I'm here for.
Well, what are you here for?
First of all, you are really bad. I can't believe you are a woman doctor to begin with.
What are you here for?
I'm explaining to you something that the main reason that I'm not calling you.
You'd be used to having your breast. You're from Africa, aren't you? Because that's what it. All the National Geographics I've ever seen, African women have the boobs. I mean, the breasts hanging out, right?
All I'm saying.
What are you talking about now?
Women don't have a space to breastfeed here in North America.
What?
And you should have been encouraging women to breastfeed more, not discouraging them the way you're talking, you sick speak.
Ma'am, if I told people that I was taking advice from a woman from Africa on medicine, they would lynch me before or after they AIDS tested me. So,
are you a racist?
Why?
Well, what do you mean Africa AIDS test?
Well, for God's sake, the woman's from Africa, she's telling me about science. They're still rolling bones down there. And women who breastfeed take the chance of their baby boy growing up to be an abuser to women because they tend to need the breast when they're adults, and if the woman cuts them off, you see, these are the things nobody tells you. No one wants to tell you that, do they?
That guys that infant boys who breastfeed grow up to abuse women because if their wife cuts them off, they'll beat them up?
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686.
I mean, it probably took that woman from Africa years to learn how to wear a blouse. Because
what are you talking about, man? Just because National Geographic has pictures of black women with no tops on doesn't mean that that's her. Those are native women in villages far out into the rural areas. That lady sounded like an educated city woman.
Oh, well. You know, I'll say one thing for our hillbillies up here. At least they got the decency to keep their blouses on. Jesus.
Hold on for a minute. Tanya, go ahead. Tanya?
Yeah?
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
Rather than talking about non-important issues that have absolutely nothing to do with factual facts of breastfeeding, why don't we talk about that?
I'd like to do that, but
let's
I was sidetracked
that.
By this African woman who wanted to badmouth my culture and my country. That's
okay.
Not going to happen.
Now we're talking racism and prejudice. Let's talk about
Breastfeeding. Racism? No, no. She was
breastfeeding.
Badmouthing
Wrong
America.
Breastfeeding.
She
Wrong
was
breastfeeding.
Badmouthing America.
Breastfeeding states the facts that...
Yes, doctor.
Okay.
Are you
I'm
a
not
doctor?
A doctor,
okay.
But doctors have told me. Pediatricians have told me.
Well, I'm a
the
doctor.
The Hospital for Sick Children has told me.
The Hospital
that
of the
breast milk is far greater in value than formula milk.
All right, can I ask
for
you something?
For many, many reasons.
What do you
for
mean by breast milk? What is breast milk?
You are passing
breast
down
milk.
Your immunity to your child through your breast milk. You are encouraging less frequent colds. You are encouraging less frequent ear infections. Okay?
Will you stop? I'm sorry, Tanya. I have to interrupt you. Doctor?
Forgive me, Phil, but I was eating... let me ask you something, Tanya. Are you aware that you can also pass on your drug addictions? You didn't want to talk about that one, did you?
You know,
you can pass on addictions to nicotine.
Maybe.
No, you know you can
quit
pass
your
on
license
drug addictions
practice before somebody else
ma'am,
calls in
ma'am,
on
ma'am, it is true. You can pass on a drug addiction. If you don't know that, then...
We're not talking about drugs. We're
talking
about bonding with your child.
Passing on,
bonding with your child.
No, you were talking about passing on immunities.
No, no.
Let's stick
bonding
with that.
Bonding with your
no,
child.
No, you said pass on immunities,
must bond
didn't you?
With her child.
Well, you are changing the subject, Tanya. You said passing on immunities first.
That's
passing
right.
Passing immunity
see,
to your
you
child.
This,
is
this whore
right.
Because.
Don't
and
call her a whore.
Bonding with your child.
She can't hear me. She's just talking to her. I'm sorry?
No, no. I think this has to do with you being jealous of the breasts not being yours, or maybe you don't have enough breasts
you
in your life.
A lot of times a woman with large breasts will put their children in danger. Have you thought about that? No, you don't think about that. You just want to show them to everybody.
We're not showing them. We're feeding a child. It's natural human nature to feed your child.
It happens
just
to
like
all...
Just like cows, when they give birth, they feed their calves.
Mr.
When
Henry, can I say something?
When cats give birth, they feed their kittens. When dogs give birth, they feed
Mr.
their
Henry,
dog.
Would you please
dog.
Tell this hillbilly to shut up?
Well, if
well,
you
used to...
Well,
you know
the...
what, sir?
Yeah, watch
no,
out, doctor.
No, cows and kittens don't go to the store and buy formula.
Oh, yeah? That's great. Thank you, Mother Goose. Now,
that's
look.
Right. Cows, kittens, and any other creature on the face of this earth
women
never
who
went
have
to the store and bought formula that's made out of what?
Ma'am, women...
What is it made out of?
Women who have large breasts... Cause
this doesn't
their
have
children
to do anything with large breasts. This has to do
the
with
kids
eating
get
your
stretch
child.
Marks around their mouths. I've been trying to get that line out, and you won't shut up.
No, well, great. You got your line out. They get stretch marks around their mouths.
Thank you, Phil, for repeating it.
Stretch marks around their mouths?
What? She cursed.
Yeah, she's a filthy mouth. You know something? I'm going to give up being a doctor. I tell these women what to do, and they tell me that I'm full of crap, and they go to another doctor, and, you know... A kid came in. You ever seen that guy? You ever seen a guy who's got a really big mouth, like people that talk too much?
Yeah.
They breastfed from a large-breasted mother. Blah, 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 because the mouth is so huge.
All right, Doc, I'm going to hang up now because you're frankly scaring me.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I'm hanging up. Because I do not like the fact...
Well, no, you're not.
Hang up on this guy, will you? I don't like the fact that I've had this guy on the air for an hour, a doctor of science who wants to do a stand-up routine with me. And the fact that...
I'm back.
Hang up on this guy!
And women with small breasts, the kids grow up with a pinched, sunken face from sucking so hard.
You know, like they ate a lemon?
Right.
Okay, and yeah, right. Guy with a big mouth, his mother must have had a large breast. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.